Welcome to our podcast where we delve into the exciting world of business in English, exploring everything from entrepreneurship to corporate strategies and global trends. In the latest developments concerning China Evergrande, the beleaguered Chinese property giant, both its chairman and founder are under investigation for suspected illegal activities. Amidst increasing scrutiny from authorities, the company and its subsidiaries have halted critical operations and suspended trading in an effort to manage their mounting debts. The suspension of trading followed only a month after its resumption on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. Evergrande, notably China's most indebted company, is now facing the prospect of liquidation due to a continuous streak of negative news. This latest setback has led to a sharp decline in investor confidence, with many opting to sell off the company's stock. Consequently, the trading of Evergrande's shares has been suspended and the chairman has been placed under police surveillance. In the latest GameStop news, billionaire entrepreneur Ryan Cohen, founder of the popular pet supply retailer Chewy, has taken on the role of CEO following the recent departure of the previous CEO, Matthew Furlong. Cohen's appointment is noteworthy as he will not be receiving a salary, underlining his dedication to revitalizing the company. Cohen joined GameStop's board of directors earlier this year, and the company has been undergoing a significant transformation under his influence. Aiming to turn the struggling video game retailer around, Cohen brings his notable expertise and business acumen to GameStop's leadership. With him at the helm, the company hopes to capitalize on the shifting landscape of the gaming industry, adapting to the challenges of digital downloads and online sales, and potentially introducing innovative strategies. The implications of this new leadership arrangement on GameStop's future remain uncertain. Nevertheless, it signifies an exciting time for the company as it seeks to reinvent itself and navigate the rapidly evolving gaming industry. In our latest news concerning Hui Ka Yan, the billionaire founder of China Evergrande Group, he is currently under investigation for suspected illegal activities. These troubling developments surrounding the Chinese property tycoon, who is now under police control and subject to mandatory measures, have escalated concerns regarding the future of the heavily indebted property conglomerate he heads. Evergrande, recognized as the world's most indebted property developer, is in the midst of grappling with ongoing restructuring efforts alongside the mounting pressure from this investigation. The rise and fall of Hui Ka Yan and the consequential uncertainty surrounding the future of the Chinese property giant has grasped international attention. Stay tuned for further developments on this unfolding story. Tesla faces allegations of racial discrimination in a federal lawsuit recently filed, asserting unfair treatment, harassment, and a hostile work environment for black employees at its Californian factory. This is paralleled by a lawsuit filed by the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, for alleged race discrimination and retaliation, thus intensifying Tesla's legal woes. The EEOC alleges that Tesla violated federal laws by subjecting black workers to racial bias and unequal workplace treatment. These concurrent lawsuits put a spotlight on worrying claims of harassment and racism within Tesla's workforce. Both lawsuits assert that black employees at the Fremont Assembly Plant experienced racially derogatory comments, slurs, and unfair working conditions, calling into question Tesla's dedication to diversity, inclusivity, and a secure working environment. In relation to worker safety, reports have also surfaced about several accidents at Tesla's factory in Grünheide, Germany. While these accidents are not directly linked to the racial discrimination claims, they further underscore the need for reinforced safety protocols at Tesla's production facilities. In summary, Tesla is under growing scrutiny over its treatment of black employees and the safety of its workplaces. The outcomes of these lawsuits will undeniably influence the company's future actions, reputation, and its workforce's well-being. At the recent Code conference, ex-company CEO Linda Yoccarino found herself in an unexpected situation when a critic of her company made an unexpected appearance, leading to considerable frustration and protest. Despite the unforeseen encounter, Yoccarino sustains an optimistic outlook for her company's future. She remains highly confident about her company's journey to profitability and has predicted that the platform would turn a profit by 2024. This potential success hinges on the gradual return of advertisers to the platform, given their pivotal role in revenue generation. Yocarino is strategically counting on this comeback of advertisers to put X company on the path to profitability. Her optimistic predictions underscore her determination and strategic vision for X company's future. We will be closely monitoring this developing story. Stay tuned for more updates. Thank you for joining us on this episode where we delved into the complexities and dynamics of the business world, providing insights and discussions to empower and inform our listeners on their entrepreneurial journey.